Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com. It's 3:07 and Jess has a cookie hanging in her mouth like a stogie. That was a perfect little crunch.
I crinkled a really loud wrapper and did give me a look.
Did I even give you a look?
You
did give me a look, I felt.
I gave Tim the look because I didn't want to give you the look directly.
Oh, no, I saw the look. Who gave it to me?
We were talking in my Uber's Right game yesterday because we're recording at a weird time for us. And they were saying that they were like, you know, sometimes with Jess and Green Warden, like, I forget who it was that said it. And they're like, sometimes I can't tell if she's actually mad at you or just like playing the part or a little bit of both. And I was like, I think it's a little bit of both, but she gets over it real quick.
Yeah.
Because she plays games like this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Jess is just so used to Dan killing all of her characters that she just rolls with it now.
I was like, well, she keeps coming back, so it can't be that bad.
Yeah. No, I'm never mad at you, Dan. I'm never mad at the actual DM. I'm mad at the dice rolls, or I'm mad at the way it played out, or something dumb. Mostly it's me LARPing at the table because I don't know how to not LARP at this point.
Fair.
Yeah, your relationship with Dan was not known territory to me, so I assumed that there was like a feud of some sort that I just didn't have.
Absolutely no feud happened.
Like he ran over your cat or something.
He would too.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I would do it on purpose.
Luckily I don't have a cat because Dan ran it over.
Wow.
He just turns my dogs to stone.
It's only happened one time, and it wasn't me.
Speaking of animals, I am on vomit watch right now because my dog just ate all of her food and then it immediately vomited all of her food. It was the quickest turnaround from dinner to vomit that I've ever seen.
Right? Oh, it's like half of it's still dry at that point.
Oh, Danny. Gross. Sorry. Probably true. I am eating a cookie.
It was easier to clean up than most times.
Right? Yeah.
The little things, right?
The
silver lining.
The bracelets and the beads, the nickels and dimes. Oh,
are yours and mine?
The little things, Dan. The little things.
Trying to kiss Shannon in your dreams.
I think I get it now. Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to make a show recommendation because I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do, I like it a lot.
Mm.
Dan and I watched the first episode of The Burbs yesterday on Peacock, which is a sitcom remake of
the movie
with Tom Hanks. I've never seen the movie. I have no idea the premise of the movie, nothing at all, but it's got Kiki Palmer in it.
Okay.
She's hilarious.
I like her a lot, yeah.
It's got like Shrinking vibes a little bit. Like that like core group of friends kind of deal, but it was very funny. I liked it a lot. Dan was kind of hesitant like first 10 minutes until you met like the neighbors. And one is like Dana.
I liked her a lot.
She was so funny. She's like definitely like the stereotypical like lesbian neighbor, but like ex-Marine, and her wife has been deployed, and Kiki Palmer's character is like, oh, so she's in the military too. And she's like, cannot confirm nor deny. She's just like, so I don't know that character. Her character's name is Dana. She's by far my favorite. Dana's my favorite.
That's not something I ever would have put money on them making a series out of, but that's dope as hell. The Burbs is like a classic movie.
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't seen it. I didn't know anything about it until a mutual friend of ours on Facebook posted about it.
Yep.
And like they had a side by side of the old movie poster from like the 80s. Mm-hmm. I think it was like early 80s because it's pretty young Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And then like the new one. And I was like, oh, I mean, and I don't know anything about this. It's kind of fun going in completely blind because I'm like, is this like a dark comedy or is it just a comedy or is it like a horror with comedy? I don't really know what I'm getting into here.
It was of a similar vein as far as comedy as like So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Okay.
Like that kind of like 80s, certainly darker themes, but a comedy and.
Kind of like Gremlins.
Shut up.
But
what's wrong with Gremlins?
I hate Gremlins.
You mean like Monkey Bone?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Monkey Bone.
That's what you call a throwback joke, Taylor.
Yeah. It was cute, though, because they had, they were like, Kiki Palmer is like, you know, there's the weird old house and like her husband is being really like weird about talking about it, blah, blah, blah. So she goes to the library and she's like watching this like historical documentary, not on TikTok, about, about the town. And it talks about the town's founder who built the Victorian house. And
take it off your screen, Daniel.
What? Stop looking at my screen.
Why are y'all being creeps? What's happening?
He's got pictures of gremlins up on his screen.
It was Gizmo. He's not really a gremlin.
I agree.
Are you afraid of the gremlins?
I was as a child for many years.
There it is.
So much so that I couldn't watch Empire Strikes Back because Yoda looked like one of the slimy ones.
There it is.
It's so true, though.
The founder of the town, they show a picture of him, and it's Tom Hanks. So it was like a really cute, like,
oh, that's cool.
That's cute.
I did like that. I was like, oh, I get that reference because I saw the poster.
I loved Gremlins, but I never got to the point in the movie where I saw the scary ones. I only saw Gizmo. And so I had like stuffed animals that I named Gizmo and like very cute. It wasn't until I was an adult that I saw like the rest of it. And I was like, oh my God, this is horrifying.
I used to run and hide behind an armchair at my babysitter's house when the commercials came on for it. And then a different babysitter that I was going to years later when the second one came out, her son really liked scaring me. So he would record the commercial and then
just the commercial
and he would put it and he would play it on the VCR with the TV off. So then we would get home and we would turn on the thing and then there'd be fucking gremlins there.
That's the next level. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that nowadays because, you know, being able to record something off a TV, it would be, it's so much more difficult than it used to be, I feel like.
Yeah. It's still the same buttons on the VCR.
It's true.
Okay, fair. If you still have a VCR, damn it.
Who has the VCR, though?
Who needs to record anything?
Yeah.
I mean, for that kind of shtick, that's fantastic.
I mean, you're sure how you're going to play it, though.
Your probably older sister's kid she was babysitting, I'm assuming?
No, it was my babysitter's son. But he was like a lot older.
Oh, you said son. Okay.
Yeah.
But still, that's really funny.
For the longest time, I thought that gremlins and Furbies were the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've never seen the movie Gremlins.
Mm. So. Furbies are terrifying in their own way.
Yes. Those things. Yeah. He had one. My younger sister had one. Yeah. And it literally did just turn on whenever it wanted to.
It did.
Yep. I also it thought could be E.T. on the porch. Was one of the slimy gremlins for a while.
I thought E.T. was creepy and didn't understand why everybody
looked
bad.
Yeah. No.
It upset me.
I never saw that till I was older. And I was like, this is...
I've never seen it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I thought we watched it together. When did I watch it?
That would be a good miniseries if they remade E.T. as
well. Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, we watched weird, like, classic movies together that the other, like, some people in the group hadn't watched. Then
like Monkey Bone?
Like The Mummy?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Stephen Sommers movies and Monkey Bone and E.T.
Let's clear our schedule and just, with all the free time we have,
Let's just watch movies together.
Oh, and we can like watch ones to try to get over it. Like you can watch the 80s miniseries of It.
Nope.
And Tim can watch Gremlins. And then I'll try to watch Neverending Story and actually watch the scenes of Gamork because I hated that thing when I was a kid. I would also hide behind the chair in the corner.
Did you see that someone with AI redid part of the Neverending Story where Hardtax gets out of the swamp?
I saw that. I saw a link for it. And I was like, I'm not going to watch that. That's what happened.
Wow.
I mean, you can't rewrite it. That would be, it would be bad.
Everybody was commenting like, wow, I think Bastion was like, that would change the entire course of my life if that's how that movie went instead. Like
trauma resolved.
Right. That was generational trauma we all shared. If you saw a never ending story.
What was that comedy that had a bit where the mom would turn off movies like before Old Yeller died, before Hard Tacks died, stuff like that? Bubble Boy.
Oh, with, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stop that before Hard Tacks dies, it's like the first 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's very early in.
Actually, I don't think it was Bubble Boy. He was only allowed to watch Land of the Lost.
I thought that the first 10 minutes of every movie was the actors in the movie just kind of shooting the shit.
I thought the first 10
starts after the first 10 minutes.
I thought the first 10 minutes of old movies was just the credits telling you their names on the screen.
Some of them would be real long. Yeah.
That was good with that one.
That was good, Ben.
The first time I saw The Green Mile, I was watching it with my friend Allison, and she like, we were watching it at her house, and she like got up to go to the bathroom and she'd already seen it. And I was like, okay. And it was the scene where they electrocute the guy, but the one prison guard doesn't wet the sponge.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert.
And it is horrific. And she knew it was coming. And she left me. And she could have warned me. We could have fast-forwarded through it. But she left me.
What does that do? Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's because it doesn't kill. Because the water, the wet sponge acts as a conductor for the electricity. But the dry sponge, it just like essentially cooked the guy.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah. All I know is
Green Mile with Prison Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I think so, yeah.
Joe Coffey.
With the bees. Think, yeah. It's not really bees, but.
Yeah.
No, he, that's like, Wicker Man.
Bees. Joe Coffey.
I just know it's got Michael Clark Duncan. He's tired of people being ugly to each other.
Mm-hmm. He's tired, boss. I'm tired of talking. Let's get hit by rocks.
Oh, fudge.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Can I just let everybody know that I went home yesterday and Adam said, how'd the game go? And I went, Dan just tried to kill me again. And I failed every roll that was supposed to make me cool. And he was like, what? And I was like, I'm too angry to talk about it.
I didn't try to kill you. You just messed up a lot.
Yeah, I know.
you could have just not messed
Tim,
with that snake.
Tim, you can be quiet.
Oh, yeah. The snake did a whole. That was really funny. Then maximum possible.
I shouldn't have said anything. Now we're living the
mirror. So funny.
Living the horror.
Okay. You see Annette above you.
Oh, Annette's here?
Holding up a whole bunch of rocks. Some real big ones.
What's Annette with you?
Lucky to preempt your first question, rocks are not organic material.
Thank you, Ben.
Unless coal is a rock and organic material. Some
I'm not
rocks
a rock.
Are organic.
I don't teach rocks, and I'm not a rock.
You are organic material.
You That's do true. Rock.
Hey, are you fishing for fortune points or something over there?
No, just...
You can only have one at a time anyway.
There could be fossils in these rocks.
I mean, I'd love to get one back. I don't have any more.
Start doing things.
Yeah, like fall through holes in the ice.
There you go.
Now, other things. I think you know I meant other things.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to everybody give me one more average perception test. Plink, plink.
One success level.
Three success levels.
What'd you get, Green Warden? Because I did better.
Eight success levels?
Oh, eight Ooh. Success levels.
Yeah, I did it well this time.
Oh.
Because I'm actually rolling on a 90, and I rolled under the 90 this time.
Oh, I was not rolling on a 90, and I did just
Yeah, I'd recommend doing that for the future.
Yeah. You know, that one time I was rolling on 112 and still rolled 97? Yeah.
At this point, you hear a rumble erupting from deeper within the cave, and there's no mistaking it now. The sound is the beating of mighty drums. Those of you that passed the test can feel a light draft of air coming from deeper in the cave, indicating there's another exit somewhere. Those of you that got four or more success levels, which are at least Green Warden and Lucky, and both get four or more, I didn't miss. Betty didn't hear it. Also hear the high-pitched cackling coming from within the cave. The ground shakes, and the net is released. Everybody give me an average dodge test.
Look, if my perception was this high, shouldn't I just not... be stuck or anything?
Oh, thank God.
Five success levels.
Did you say
Six.
Athletics?
Success levels.
Yeah, dodge is off fellowship, dodge. Right?
Dodge is based on athletics.
But it is average.
Yeah, plus 20. Oh, I should roll for boars.
So I got -3 success levels then.
That's not great.
Positive 3.
Boars. He's fatigued. I don't remember why, but he is. He made it. He rolled a one.
Yes. Nice. Ah, good job, Boris.
Probably because he has altitude sickness.
He's like a kitty cat.
I'm going to roll for Shasta. Yes, +3.
Good goat.
Okay, so Ben, I'm going to give you a little bit of agency here. Because Webby's the only one to fail it, right?
Wait, how long did his blessing last?
Not this long.
Half a minute.
It's like a couple rounds.
Yeah.
I was trying.
That was a really good thought.
That was quick.
I can't believe you remember that that was there. I totally forgot. So Webby tries to jump out of the way as these rocks crumble down, closing the entrance. Does Webby get caught by some of the rocks, or does he jump outside the cave?
Yeah.
And neither is good, obviously, but...
I don't think I stand much of a chance on my own, so I'm going to go with... Look, I can replace whatever gets crushed to bits. I'll be fine. I'm going to go with getting hit by rocks.
All right. I'm going to have it be... I'm going to have it count as effectively a D4 yard fall. So we'll see. You might get lucky and only be one.
Well, I forgot unlucky. That died.
Oh yeah, no, it was two. So 15 damage.
15 damage.
Minus toughness and your highest armor.
So 11 damage. I can heal that back.
That's not so bad. I'm going to look at your sheet.
Hey, it's less than my full wound count. That's all I needed.
Woo! What was that roll?
That being said, I am going to take a siesta here and take the leg out of my rock, or a rock out of my leg, however you want to think about it. I guess the rock is really part of me now.
So
you do feel like you have a moment to do a heal test.
You got it, and we're not in combat, right?
Correct. So it could be average.
So I think we should just vamoose.
Dig our way out.
Dig our way out? What do you mean? I mean, just go back outside.
You just said it closed the entrance.
What did?
The rocks.
Rocks.
Like
there's
it blocked.
Rocks?
It wasn't a trap to necessarily hurt you. It did a little bit.
It was a cave in.
It was meant to block you in.
I got mine back. I'm okay.
Nice. The rocks are freshly fallen here. You could work on clearing the rubble to go back outside. You did come in here because of there's essentially a blizzard outside. Or you could try your luck inside the cave and try to find this other exit.
And there's the cackling and the drumming.
The cackling is good enough for me. There's probably some crazy weirdo down there that I'm going to say has not an insignificant amount of warp stone. Just making a wild guess. You know, he's in the right area for it.
It's goblin worm.
Should we go find out?
I don't know if we've ever had an experience with goblins where they have warp stone also as well.
And also where we have fought them in the underground and did not cave in the underground portion that they were in.
Exactly. Mina's right. Today's full of new circumstances, new experiences.
But if we cave in the underground area, we will also be caved in.
In
more.
Yeah.
I feel like our track record for caves is pretty good, though. I don't see the danger here.
What if we caved out instead of caved in? And then that would open the door.
But all right.
We've exceeded Lucky's tolerance for sanity. Let's leave him out of whatever vote is going to happen.
Green Warden, you may correct me because you are the more nature person than I am. However, the map and directions that we have is for the surface.
Correct.
Not for the underground. And so I don't know that traversing this underground would be the same as traversing upstairs. And so I do not know that we will get to our destination safely and in the same timely manner. Like, we know that we can make it to the Dwarf Stronghold by the end of the day, hopefully, if we are up there. Yes.
Point of order.
GM.
Lucky agreed to Webby quite a long time ago that you would not go down anymore.
Yep. No, I'm aware.
Right, we are not going down anymore.
Okay, just throw that out there. Just make sure we didn't forget.
We are allowed.
When did I say that?
After the last time we went into the sewers, you said we were no longer going to go down because our trajectory has been rising and we should only go up from now on.
Did I really say all that?
Mm-hmm.
And you made me promise to it, too.
More to the point, you were trying to convince me not to kill all of the Greenskins, so I'm perfectly fine trying to fight our way through the entire Warren of Greenskins, but we will be doing that and finding their other bolthold. There's no way this is the only way in or out of their home. There will be another exit, but it will not be on the same path, quite likely.
Right.
So it will not
be easy. We're either dealing with Greenskins or snowflakes, and there's infinite number of snowflakes out there. I like our chances in here.
I honestly feel like there's probably a similar amount of snowflakes as there are to goblins, to be fair.
Yes.
I think they follow a similar trajectory.
So, Green Warden, you suggest trying to find the other exit?
Oh, if you're going to give me what I want this time, Webby, fine. We'll go find the other entrance.
No, we need the exit. Focus. You're losing your head.
So you're going to venture further in the cave is the plan? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep, got my explosions ready to help out in a cave. It should
go well. I don't recommend using any of those unless the opening to our back is open as well.
Well, why don't we just do that? Why don't we just blow up the cave in and leave?
They will hear us and they will come after us.
I think they're going to hear us at some point regardless of what we do.
Correct.
It's too cold.
You do know that it is still cold out there.
Correct.
Right?
An option, just to throw it out there, is to literally stay here until the blizzard dies down. Don't go further. Don't go backward.
Well, yes, but at some point we will have to go out.
It's true. It will take some time to clear
the
rubble.
Any idea how long the blizzard is going to last for?
Use your magics. And I wiggle my fingers at Webby. Figure it out.
You mean Lucky?
You mean Jerry?
The Green Warden doesn't care. Whichever one of you does magic.
I mean, I can get out of here with magic. It just wouldn't help any of you.
But you could do that periodically to check the blizzard.
I could.
To see if it's done.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say, like, in the few hours, though.
Yeah.
Because go check right now.
I know that it's expensive.
It's going to blow you off the cliff. It's Dan.
You can't blow me.
I don't think it's done yet.
Oh, okay.
I would wait.
All right.
Never listen to Morslub. You know he's nasty.
Oh, he is. He's a nasty boy.
Just want more chances to miscast.
Exactly. He will just wink at
you. We are just going to sit tight. We should at least get the lay of the area so that if enemies do approach, we know from where.
I mean, I think...
Also, somebody left a rock trap here. They probably know that there's visitors.
Yes, that is exactly... Yep.
Yes, I don't think it's a bad idea to get, a defensible position while we wait.
I mean, also, the other exit could be just, like, around the corner, too.
Also, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I can't see none in here. It's dark as pitch.
Ugh, human.
What did you call me?
A human.
That's fair.
Well, I'm assuming goblins can see. So, I mean, I don't think unless we're just going to sit here in the dark and then in the dark uncave ourselves in that we really have any other option outside turning on some lights and trying to find another way to leave.
Oh, can't you do that?
I can.
Could you do that?
I'm assuming
now?
Yeah, I can't see.
But
you also can't see, Tim.
You don't know that.
Human.
Magic.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, whoa. Well...
I didn't say it.
We'll have, like, a bunch of hours of marsh lights or whatever.
Oh, look. I can see now. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
Hey, where'd that goat go?
Shasta.
Meh.
No.
There it is.
See, the goat's wandered off a little bit, and it's, like, drinking out of a little stream in the cave.
Come back.
All right, well, let's just get moving and try to find that other way out.
Is that what we're doing now?
I mean, I can try to help move rocks, but it's a lot of big rocks.
I was told I couldn't vote, so what are y'all voting for? Are we uncaving ourselves in, or are we going for the other exit?
I feel like that would be...
I think we're good for the other exit.
I feel like moving these rocks would be a very hard athletics test that would probably take a lot of success levels.
You know, you're so fucking smart, Boars.
I mean, I think we could do it eventually, but... I don't know if we could do it before them goblins come after us.
Right. I think staying here is not a great idea.
Okay.
We don't know how many goblins there are, though.
At least 4.
Oh. Well, we took out that one easy.
Right, but at least 4, so there could be 5. Maybe even
six, I just seven. Hope there ain't none of those snakes.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think you remember how that encounter went in terms of ease.
They might even have trolls, you know?
That was scary. I don't want no trolls.
Agreed.
Am I the only one who wants to know what the giggling was about?
I'm sure they heard the trap go off, trapping us inside, and one was jovial about it.
No good ever came from giggling.
That's right. So yeah, let's. So what are we doing?
All right, Mina, you want to help lead this force to find the other entrance?
Sure.
Oh, I see. Green Warden's also moving.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this thing. Come on, Chester.
There's
baby.
At least one entrance exit over this way, and I'm inclined to believe there's one further to the north. And if you really want to swim, you could probably jump in the river and go along with it.
With the 8 success levels Green Warden and Lucky had early in that perception test, you would get the sense that the exit is to the northwest. Ping, ping, ping.
How fast is the water moving?
You're relatively high up. It's flowing, but like, you don't think you get swept away in it if you can't touch. You're not sure how deep it is.
I'm going to touch the water to see how cold it is.
Oh, it's frigid.
Not good.
Yeah, barely above freezing. Only because it's moving.
So I see this little rock in the middle of the... Can we, like, jump on that and then jump over?
Sure.
Is it slick?
Lucky, yeah. You can fly.
Oh, yeah. I'll fly over.
You can also teleport.
Carry
I'm
Mina.
Wondering the wisdom of letting the teleporting guy also fly.
I barely move this time. Ben goes all over the place, and you don't pause the game at all.
I pause it because you crossed the stream.
Oh.
He was going to make you make an athletics check because it's slippery rock, but you
flew. I don't even need to touch no rocks.
I was going to have you do an athletics test, and then Danny reminded us that you can swing, you can fly.
Carry Mina.
Okay. Please.
But before we do anything else, we're going to go into initiative here. As a number of goblins make themselves apparent.
Aw, they have kids?
Congratulations.
As soon as I said it, I knew I was setting myself up for nonsense.
Depending on how young they are, they could even be minors in here.
It's very hard to judge a goblin's age.
Mine, how do you count parents, the rings?
Like that story on Facebook.
On their dick.
The way he made such eye contact with me when he said that, too.
Ben, oh my God.
Okay, Green Warden, you're up first. A bunch of goblins.
Oh my God.
Hop out of the shadows.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, get him!
All right, well, you know, get him right back. This one's different. That's getting shot first.
They say, where's Bartog?
I ate him.
I ate my Bartog.
So I'm going to talk about fast shot again, because it allows me to shoot out of turn order or earlier in the turn order than normal, but I'm first in the turn order.
Yeah.
So can I use fast shot to shoot before my turn in the turn order?
Does it do anything else?
Yes, it gives me multiple success bonuses. I go from gross. One bonus to three bonuses.
What?
Yeah, for the number of times I buy it, which was a couple.
Doesn't it say, too, that you can shoot as long as you have a thing equipped? So technically, couldn't that mean you get two shots in a round?
If you have a loaded ranged weapon, you can fire it outside the normal initiative order before any other combat.
Oh, I see. It gives you also it'll give you plus 20 to your ranged attack.
Yes.
Yeah. That just is your turn for the round. Just happens to still be in the first.
Yeah.
Because your initiative's so high.
Yeah, that's... I wasn't using it because I thought there was no advantage to it other than letting me go sooner in the turn order. God, but because I was first, it didn't matter.
This makes your ballista skills even better. For success level, we're going to unoppose it because I got to. And your success levels is better than the unit's die, so apply damage. And he's not dead yet, but that really hurt.
Yep.
Ouch.
I am... How far can I move? Five?
How dare you target the one with a different token?
She's smart enough to know what goblins look like, and that something that looks different is probably a leader or special of some kind. So
you would notice he's holding a staff with like a crescent moon on the top of it.
Mage.
And now there's an arrow sticking in his body.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Let's just say I shot him square in the guts. How far can I move? Where can I find this?
When you move, I'm going to give him one damage off because you'd be at minus 10 for that shot.
Oh, then I'm not going to go anywhere. I wanted to just move after I shot. Or is that a rule?
The rule is if you move in the same round that you shoot, you're at minus 10.
Well, he's not dead anyway, so that's fine.
That's a great point, actually.
Like, if he's not going to be dead, I'll just move. How far can I go?
You can go 16. No, you can go 20 yards, I think, because your movement's 5.
Can I get all the way up here, Dan?
No, that's a wall.
That's what I thought.
This here's a wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can move more than once. Whatever works for you.
I'm trying to get height is what I'm trying to do.
And then it's Lucky's turn.
I'm a dart. That's a 16.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to channel.
Good luck.
I got 0 success levels.
I had 9. So we're going to hit the shaman and we're going to hit a couple others.
Stop it.
Nope.
Stupid shaman's not even going to get a turn.
Duh. That was the point.
So it takes 5 success levels to add 2 extra people. And then we have 4 left. So 1 will be wasted, but we'll do 8 damage. To 3 of them.
Fine. And one of them's the shaman.
Mm-hmm.
He's got toughness bonus of 3 and 4 wounds left.
Mm. Nice.
So he's dead already.
Aww. Sad for you.
Yeah.
And we'll do the other 2 kind of closest to me.
I don't even know where he is on the initiative.
It doesn't matter. He's dead.
He's not on it.
I was going to click him dead on the tracker, but
I don't see him on the tracker at all. None of the goblins are there.
Yeah, I think because I had them invisible when I started it. Well, uninvisible. Uninvisible. Oh, he would have gone first of all the goblins, too.
Yes. This makes up for barely anything.
All right. And what other 2? What 2 other ones?
The 2
closest.
Yeah.
And you said 8 damage.
Yes.
And night goblins aren't really known for wearing armor, but they do have shields.
Oh, that's right, they're night goblins.
So that helps. Do they have armor? What? Oh, they have armor 1. Okay, I didn't expect that. So they're gonna soak. Okay. So a little bit of damage to them. They're better armored than I thought they were going to be.
Which is any armor at all.
The shield makes a big difference.
And then I will...
Are you telling me they have shields, Dan?
Yeah. Fly back over here.
Cool. Webby's turn.
Do they have, like, bows?
A few... Some of the ones, like, in the back have bows. Not all of them do. You see, like, the ones closest to the stream have sword and shield, and the ones in the back... like back rank basically have short bows ready.
Yeah, too far. Yeah, you know, that's throwing bombs in a cave. I've been advised not to do that by myself.
They are kind of spaced boring. Out as well. They're not all clustered together.
They're kind of spaced out. And yeah, I'm just gonna give this one a pass. You guys do this.
Webby retreats.
I'll just saunter over to this pile of rocks and duck down.
Taking cover. I like it. All right, Mina.
Had Lucky.
I'll give a nice weary dad groan as I sink into my lazy boy.
There you go. Had Lucky taken me over the water yet?
No.
Okay. So I will take out 2 pistols and I will... Take a couple shots at the closest goblins across the water.
This one here, I think, is the closest to you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That sounds good to me. Shoot, where's my back father? No, that is...
It is just within range.
That is -1 success level. I know.
You missed.
I did. Can you believe it? That's crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Did you want to move?
No, thank you.
It's one of those, like, well, you missed anyway, so.
Actually, I might like to maybe move up closer to Lucky.
Hmm?
That looks good.
Okay. Up next is Boars, and he's going to try the usual the Boris special here and try to give, well, no, he's going to do it to Lucky because you're not like flying up where nobody can reach you this time.
Yeah, I'm just a couple inches off the ground.
Boris is going to try to give you the blessing of fortitude. Nope. Fortune. I always read that wrong. It says blessing of fortune.
Which gives you fortitude?
Oh my goodness, he's so good at this. Oh
man, what a good dude.
Wait, I can increase target? So he's going to do it to Lucky and Mina.
Oh, okay.
Because you're both right there. So both of you, for the next, if it's within the next 12 rounds, you get to reroll your next failed roll.
Thanks, Boris.
Boris won against Lucky by 4 success left.
Because I targeted you. I thought it might actually put the thing on you, but I don't think
it does. It says apply blessing of fortune. Did you click that?
Nope.
No, try clicking.
Hey, +1 blessing of fortune. Oh, I did it to Lucky twice now.
Nice.
You're so lucky.
I'm so lucky.
No, that's Jerry.
Blessing of auspiciousness. Shasta runs behind the rock next to Webby.
Aww.
I love everything about that.
He'll keep her safe.
The shaman's turn is dead. Mm. And then from a little side cave you guys couldn't quite see before, another goblin jumps out and charges at Green Warden.
A little horseshoe.
And this one also has a different icon.
It does. It has a sneaky dude icon.
Dan's like, you kill my shaman?
I'll just bring out another one.
Oh, before I do that.
Good thing Dan knows the spell called Control Paste.
Oh, no.
What?
She's an elf.
So she's immune?
What happened?
Night goblins are afraid of elves.
Oh, that's cool.
They have a fear effect that you're willing to use on a player character.
Well, you didn't remind me.
I nodded off for a second, and then I woke up, and now there's something messing with Green Warden.
Astounding failure. Nothing's messing with me.
He jumps out from his hiding place and goes, ah! And stops in his tracks. Elf!
She just grins. This is like this feral thing. Like, yes, it is.
I'm so upset. His willpower is 28. It's so low.
That's horrible.
This one also, it's its turn and it's scared.
An astounding failure.
So I'm going to mark them with a fatigue condition for now to know that they're afraid because you can't just click the afraid condition on them. Oh my goodness.
Oh, so this whole army is going to literally run up. Because I'm here?
I mean, I hope not.
Well, the good news is that they should be making 2 fear checks if they try to get closer to us.
Right.
Oh,
they're really good at rolling specifically a -6.
Yeah, right? 2 in a row. Uh-huh. I don't know, but there are a lot of people in turn order that say invisible. Like, question marks.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You speak Night Goblin?
No, I just think that Dan didn't make them part of the turn order. Just all afraid now. That's 4 in a row.
They have a willpower of 20. Remember last time I was saying night goblins have a lower leadership than regular goblins in the tabletop?
Mm-hmm.
They represent it here by very low willpower.
Hmm. Well, 1 out of every 5 should pass.
Well, we're at 6, 7 that have not passed.
Yeah, so you're bound, 1.5 are about to pass right now. That's how luck works.
Half a goblin's gonna pass, huh? That's Dan being sad that he is not passing any of these negative. They're all astounding.
And they're so bad, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they're rolling so high.
What's that human phrase? Fish in a barrel?
Oh. Hey!
This one's not afraid. It charges Green Warden.
No, the one that's on my side of the river?
Yup.
Fudge, man.
Marginal success.
Of course, it's the one that's able to attack Green Warden, and he's gonna go hit you with his sword, and he's charging, and he gets a positive. He criticals.
You can dodge or
hits your right arm. Do you want to break your armor or take the crit?
Can't I dodge it?
Not the crit. No, the rest of the attack. Yeah.
Oh.
Of course it's against Green Warden.
Yeah, of course it would be. I'll break my armor.
Okay.
You can always hit with the critics first.
That's true. Can I? That's true.
I already did it. All right, fine. Sprain your arm.
I feel like that's going to make my bow use.
Yeah, it was your primary arm, so yeah.
Yeah.
That would be one to deflect for sure.
You'd be minus 10 to anything to do with that arm for like a month.
I don't need help failing rolls, but my bow skill is pretty amazing. No, I'm just going to break the armor.
Okay. So then you still need to oppose the test, so you can click that dodge. And you got negative 4, so we're going to do a few wounds there. Then you can give me an easy endurance test. I don't know if that triggered for you or not.
The endurance sense did not trigger.
Because they have yucky weapons, so we got to see if you get infected.
So I heard.
It'd be very funny if you also fail this. It'd be so green board. Positive 7.
Damn, that was so cruel. Ugh.
All right, let's see. Is this one a scared in the back?
Did you break my armor for me, or do I have to do that?
I did it.
Okay, thank you.
He's afraid. There's so many goblins. That one already rolled 4. This one... also afraid. I passed what? 1? Well.
1.
Yeah, you're owed 1 now. You get a guaranteed 1 now.
Tim.
Well, that's how math works.
He's still
negative 6.
He's still got 3 more hidden ones that he has to roll. Look, stop making all the ones that pass on my side, Dan.
Missed. You could miss worse, though.
I still have to roll the dodge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very easy, right? Whoa.
Okay, that one.
You did it.
Whoop.
You get an advantage.
Nice. I should have had one before.
You lost it when you got hit.
But wouldn't it have counted in my roll?
Hmm?
No.
I rolled poorly enough that it didn't matter.
Every single one is failing except the ones that can specifically charge green ward.
Yeah, I really am not pleased about it.
I think this is the last one. There are a lot of...
See? He's rigging this shit. Rigged it.
All the ones over here. Oh, and I should have made that last one even easier because...
Outnumbering.
I forgot. Oh my God, that's so funny. So now we're outnumbering you 3-1, so it's easy. Plus 5 and a critical again. And it's the primary arm.
Same arm?
You can't even do anything about it. I broke your arm. Why does Foundry hate green ones?
I don't know.
I broke your arm.
And I got a negative 2 for my dodge move. Good Lord.
Okay, so I don't know if you're going to want to use it here, but you could use your fate point. Your 1 fate point to not take any damage from that attack, or...
The game is telling me I have a fortune point. I don't know why.
I gave you one before for something you said I've forgotten already.
Okay, that'd be cool.
I can't believe this.
I can't
either. Drop whatever was held in the associated hand and gain a broken bone minor injury.
And then negative a difficult endurance or get stunned.
So what does the broken bone do?
That's...
You are down to 1 limb as the other is too painful to use and may require binding. You take a negative 20 on all tasks that rely on the use of 2 hands and you cannot wield 2-handed weapons.
Wow. So I become effectively useless other than a giant intimidation factor against goblins.
You might very well consider using a fate point.
Yeah.
That is,
yeah.
Yep, oh my God, I can't
believe
this.
I would be utterly useless. Not okay, I can't say utterly useless. I do in fact have a sword.
In your offhand.
A dagger in my offhand and a sword.
I can't believe that.
Oh jeez. I'm gonna have to use it, otherwise I'm totally pointless. What is a resilience for?
That you can choose a number on the roll or
that won't help me here though.
Ignore a mutation.
Unfortunately, the fate point is your only option to not have a broken right arm.
This is not the moment to have a broken arm, so I'm just gonna send it and use the fate point.
Okie dokie. My goodness. I can't believe that just happened.
Neither can I. Can you stop doing it on purpose, Dan?
Yeah, Dan, that's not very cash money of you.
Remember how before we were just talking about how you don't get mad at me, you just get mad at the situation.
I do. It's definitely more training for us listeners. Hope you guys are enjoying my misery. And by mine, I do mean Greed Wardens.
Wow. What Here's the good did. News. That's all the goblins.
We did it.
And it's Greed Warden's turn. They're all afraid, except for three.
Except for the three Warden. That are crawling up my butt. Like, come on, guys.
I can't believe it.
What rules are there for disengaging?
You don't have any advantage, so you could try to gain an advantage or make a dodge test opposed by like their melee, and then you can try to get away, or you can just move away and they'll get a free attack.
All three of them attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a poor idea.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible idea.
You, Green Warden, you could definitely get the sense that they are not terribly skilled. They just got crazy lucky. They were very fortunate with those attacks.
And that is my pride getting stabbed multiple times now. Shooting point blank is a thing, right?
Yes, you can shoot them point blank.
Yeah.
Well, they will get to dodge, but...
But if you succeed it, then you'll get an advantage, and then you can use that advantage to disengage.
Yes. Do I have to shoot one that's in front of me? I could shoot one from far away, right?
You could shoot one from far away.
I think there's, on that sheet, there's something about shooting while in combat. I think you get a, you can do it, but there's a penalty.
There's not.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'm going to shoot something that's over their heads because they're short and I'm tall. And we'll pick one that's really far away.
Yeah, shoot the ones with bows.
Yeah, and those would be the ones in the back, yes? Like the one I'm targeting right now?
Yep, that one has a bow out.
Yep, nope, shooting that one.
It was going to shoot, but it was too scared.
Well, now it's going to die.
Did it, and I, you know, we're well past it now, so I feel safer asking this question. Did they need to make those fear tests at all if they were just going to stand there and shoot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, specifically against elves?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If I don't, I mean, well, oh my God, 13 success levels?
I think it's dead, Dan.
It's only 24 damage.
She mad.
You shot it in the arm and killed it.
Oh, dead. You put his arm in a jar.
Just for Webby.
All right, one, two down.
Okay, it should have been, hold on.
I was going to give you some kind of negative, but with you rolled a six, it's not going to matter. So
it should have been 12 success levels because I accidentally left an advantage hiding in my card.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to make a difference there.
Well, I'm going to spend it now.
Only 23 damage. Yeah, so now you gain an advantage for doing that damage, and you can spend it to disengage for free.
Cool. We're going to
get out of there.
Yeah, get out of dodge. I'm going somewhere. I wish I could click correctly with my mouse.
But ping the spot you want to go, and I'll just put you there.
I got it.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to...
And then it's Lucky's turn.
We're going to back up.
So you see Green Warden just got...
Don't come too close, because I'm going to cast Arrow Shield. So we don't get peppered. So
well,
you go where you want, but just beware.
Yep. There's plenty of room in here. I can get around you.
All right.
This is my angry voice.
We're going to try to put up the arrow shield.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a benevolent GM for a second. If you move closer to any of the goblins that are afraid of you, it will trigger another test. If they fail it, they are broken and must flee. If you want to try to be scary, or if you want to try to save your life, it's
no,
up to you.
She's good.
And same thing for Lucky, since you do cause fear, you could move closer to them and they'd all have to test again.
We'll see what the arrow shield does first. We crush it.
Crushed it.
So we'll put that up and we'll extend the range and the duration.
What does your arrow shield look like? Is it, do you see something or is it invisible?
I don't know.
It's kind of up to you.
Oh.
Based on the description of the spell, like you can flavor it how you want.
I don't want to look up the spell. Can you pull it up quick?
And give it a little licky lick.
Well, if it's a
I'm going to go ahead and guess, since it's a charm that Lucky is casting, it should have the image of hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons.
I was definitely thinking something pretty.
I love that.
Lots of golden rainbow.
This and the red balloon.
Is arrow shield. The description just says... It doesn't describe what the spell actually looks like at all. It just that description you've read before, that anything coming at you stops, basically.
Yeah, so I see it as, like, pretend that you know, that like rain shield is there. Like there's a dome around us that just slowly has like slightly chunky, like kind of, it's pretty much broth. It's like an amberish liquid that's just kind of like running down it and has some chunks in it now and then.
That are shaped like hearts, stars, and horseshoes?
Yeah, I mean,
or it's like chicken.
Like carrot and celery, noodle. But shaped like stars and hearts.
It's like a like the star carrots that you get in like the...
Yeah.
That's really funny.
So it could look like sewer water, or it could be broth, or it could be old beer, but it's definitely yellowish.
God, all right.
And how, Dan, can you put like the... a template around us so that we know
how big it is.
Wow, that's asking a lot. How big is it?
I don't know. You just had to spell out.
It'd be very helpful for me to know how far around him to move.
But I don't anymore.
Double duration and double size.
Double the fun.
Yeah, so I think it's 5 around me, or if I say 5.
Range is AoE is 4 yards.
Yeah, so 8.
So 8.
Yep.
Okay. Right about there is the template.
Now, does this space move when Lucky moves?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always targeted on, always centered on him. Does Lucky want to move after casting that? Question.
Yeah, just to be over by...
Don't say Green Warden.
Yeah.
Don't say Green Warden. All right, so Lucky sets up the arrow shield. Most everybody's seen this before, and it's Webby's turn.
So, catch me up, because I was asleep. What happened to Green Warden?
She got crit, and then she got crit harder.
I got crit. I scared all the goblins, except the 3 who could actually hit me. And then they broke my arm, because the first crit broke my armor.
So she used her only fate point to ignore it.
Because it was my bow arm.
Yeah.
Which is either of them killing both of them, but...
So you don't have any wounds?
I have wounds, but I'm not broken. Like, I don't have a crit.
Okay. Okay, that's something then. Yeah, I think...
Can you go back to sleep?
It's tempting. It is a tempting offer. Nope. I'm going up to Green Warden. I'm coming up to her with my bandages. And I just kind of give her a look. And just...
She's not looking
internally,
at you?
I'm like...
She doesn't even...
Internally, I'm just like, please don't swap my hands away. This is not the time.
She is absolutely distracted by the greenskins across the way and the fact that she's pulling another arrow out to go shoot them.
All right. I'm going to intentionally, like, kind of approach her with my hands up like it's a startled animal that I don't want to rough up. And then I'm going to go to put some bandages on her arm.
How does Green Warden react to that?
He goes to touch her, and she just kind of snarls at him, like, I'm busy.
Yeah, both of us. I'm doing it anyway. So she can accept it or not, but I'm going for it.
All right. Ooh. She's going to stand and actually go to shoot something, and if he just goes to bandage her arm while she's holding the bow up, she won't bother him because she's busy training.
As long as I'm not getting in her way, she's okay with it.
Correct.
Is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I am known for my gentle touch.
That's true.
Is he?
Yeah. Once you get used to it, you hardly feel it.
That's 3 success levels, so you gain 5 wounds back.
Nice.
I'll go ahead and throw a sleight of hand in there to make sure that I am as gentle as possible.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice.
Baby smooth. That's 5 success levels. She doesn't even know she's better.
So how many was that total? 5?
9. She doesn't even know she's better. You get 5 back. In combat, he just gives his intelligence bonus.
Yeah, they've decided that I would be overpowered if I could heal intelligence bonus plus success levels. So that's neutered me.
That's valid.
It's the rules.
It's also just bandages. Like, you're not going at him with, like, needles and stuff, so.
Mina.
You can't tell.
It's fair.
So within this bubble, I cannot shoot out, correct?
You can.
It's an arrow shield.
Guns aren't organic.
Bam. Lead bullets are not organic.
Okay, so I see these 3 goblins who attacked Green Warden,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to shoot at those disgusting gentlemen, please.
So what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to shoot at them with my pistols.
Do you have to drop guns first?
No.
Yeah.
How do I have to drop guns? I had two out already. I missed with one.
You said you're shooting with both and you missed with both.
No, I missed with one. I can't shoot with the other if I miss with one.
The other doesn't hit when you're firing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
I assume that means you shot both anyway, but they both missed.
Okay. So yeah, then I drop those and I pull out two more.
Okay. I just want to make sure we got that established.
Okay.
So yeah. Drop two both.
I did not realize. I thought that I just could not shoot the other one.
I mean, that's my interpretation of it. That
as opposed to an automatic miss from the other one.
Yeah. If it's an auto miss, it's a ranged weapon. I assume that means you fired it.
Okay. I'll make then I have noted that I have shot with two pistols on my sheet.
Sounds good. Okay. All right. Which one are you targeting? The closest one?
Yes.
Okay.
The closest one. And I hit with a 38. So I will take the ones die.
I don't think it's going to matter, but I'm going to roll its gunpowder fear and it passes.
Okay.
Those goblins there are unshakable. Those three specifically,
those
right?
Those three, yes.
Plus five for a willpower test on them?
You rolled a five, and it's average.
Oh, geez, okay.
Okay, so what you doing for damage?
So with this, I can take the ones die, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so then that's 8 success levels.
He's dead.
Okay.
Because it's going to be at least 16 damage. And they're only soaking 3 because you punched through the armor. I'm sorry, they'll soak 5 because the shield, but that's still, they have 11 wounds. So that one is dead.
Okay. And then I will shoot at the one directly behind it.
Okay.
And that is a crit. I rolled a 22.
All right. We'll see if that matters before we start rolling it and everything. That was the one that, the one you just killed was the one that, quote, broke Green Warden's arm.
Yeah, take that, you
did, Green Bastard. Tried to break my arm.
All right, and the second one here is what?
Directly behind it, I rolled a 22.
So what's the damage? So we'll see if we need to bother with the crit. Because if it just kills it, I'm not going to...
Well, that's not very
nice. We could roll it for funsies.
Whatever. It's all fun when you crit, but when we crit, we're just going to gloss right over it.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are like 15 other combatants.
That's true.
There were 16 goblins.
13.
13 damage?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's not dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. 13, he's going to soak 5 of it. So he takes, 8?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a few left. The crit might... kill it. So roll me location. Don't flip it.
30.
So that'll be the body. No, that'll be an arm.
Yeah, right arm.
And I can bring up the table here. Up in arms. Arm critical. We're going to draw a result and then we'll throw it on that goblin. You got...
torn muscle.
Just torn muscle? Let there be more... description to it. It did 2 automatic wounds, so he's not dead yet. Didn't quite get him. This one, I do need to give him an average thing, and he's not afraid either. No, he was targeted with black powder, and you almost killed him. But you got one more.
Yeah.
Boris is up. What should I do?
Oh, kill a greenskin.
Okay, I'll shoot that one with my pistol. My crossbow pistol, that is.
Good good defining it, Boris.
Yeah, I know. Pew! I missed. Sorry.
It's okay, man.
Maybe you should start blessing yourself, bro.
Oh, it's Shasta's turn. Shasta licks Webby in the face. That goblin's dead. This goblin wants to move closer. Can he pass his fear test? Absolutely not. He's no longer fatigued. He's broken. Bear with me while I roll a whole bunch of willpower tests. Broken. Barely.
Get ready for a repetitive set, everybody.
This would be a great use, Dan, of speeding up the audio.
What am I doing here? Willpower. They don't actually have cool. Broken. Let's see, they're testing on a 10, so one of them should pass, right?
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's how chance works.
Oh, shoot, I forget they're not actually fatigued. But all of them are failing by so much, it doesn't matter.
The marginal failure one might have passed if he didn't actually have a negative 10 to it.
Oh, are you supposed
to... Broken!
And then what, you take off the fatigue to do the roll?
I can just unclick fatigue, yeah, but...
It's like so much clicking, though.
Yeah, it's a fair bit.
Seriously, yeah.
He failed by 2.
0 negatives. Negative 0? 0 negatives?
Oh, I went right to
undefined.
Broken on that guy before actually rolling the test. Negative 7! Oh, this is the one that attacked Green Warden before. It's scared now, so I'm going to mark it as fatigued. So that one's just afraid at this point, not broken
yet. He has to make another fear test, even though he passed the first one?
But he's trying to get closer. Oh, no, because he wasn't afraid. You're right. So that one will... I'll go back to that one in a moment.
Trying to help you out a little bit.
Thanks. That one fails. All right, we'll go back to this one over here. You, sir, are not fatigued. So it's going to charge at Mina. This is dumb. I don't think it's going to go well for this goblin. But you don't have a sword out, or you don't have your shield out, so that might help.
That's true, yeah.
On this one hasn't been hurt. It's got 2 advantage now for charging twice.
I also have 2 advantage. So I will use melee brawling to defend, I think.
Okay, I got 2 success levels.
I am going to use my blessing to reroll this.
Oh, good job remembering that.
Hey.
Wait, don't you have your pistols out?
I do, but I fired them. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you just kind of, yeah.
That's why she's using brawling.
Yeah, I have 0 positive success levels.
I do 9 damage to the body.
Yikes.
Probably 1. But still, this is the MVP goblin right here.
Guess who I'm targeting already?
I see that you have him targeted.
I've already chosen my target for the next one. Green Warden is angry.
That's
although,
the one that broke your armor. So far, every other one has failed. Oh, I went to give him broken right away. I gotta give him the test first. He's got a 20% chance. He passes!
Get it! That was your one guaranteed one.
Yep. So that one's no longer afraid, so I'm going to have it try to shoot. I guess Mina makes the most sense. You're the closest. Short bow! Pachoo! He missed! Nuts!
Aw, darn.
Ah, dang it! This one here, there's so many goblins, and this one is broken, meow. And then this one that got shot is gonna also charge in at Mina. Now we are outnumbering you.
I will do melee brawling again. Ooh, I rolled a 1.
Nice.
Nice. So that is 5 success levels.
I also had 5 success levels.
Ooh, my skill is a 59.
Mine's a 55, so you win.
Yay.
Good job.
Thank you.
And you get advantage.
Just barely. Well, it was 55 on average and charging, so I guess it was really not that. What's his weapon skill? 35? Melee basic is 35. I feel like that should have been higher, but... Oh, because he has a crit, so it was lowering some of his stats. Holding your own, Mina. That one's dead. That one's dead. And that's Green Warden. Oh, that goblin was bleeding.
Well,
he's dead now. The one that just charged Mina just collapses from blood loss and is now dead.
And not to fully think I killed it because he like attacked me and I like punched back and I just punched it to death.
I totally forgot. I didn't even realize that crit gave him a bleeding condition and it dies. It rolled a 19 for its 10% chance to die, but as a NPC goblin, it's going to be just dead in this case. I'm not going to worry about that. But there are still like a dozen goblins left. You've killed 4 of them, so there's exactly a dozen left. We've got some, still a little bit of danger here. The things seem to be going pretty well for you guys other than Green Warden as usual. So we'll see how it goes in 308.
Oh, 308.
That's great.
Green Warden doesn't have any fate.
The best part is that elves only have 1 fate point because they're so good at everything, but we haven't really seen that from
But I haven't been good at anything except shooting things. Except the one on the hill.
The logic here is that all the goblins came in and they were like, oh, shoot, enough, and then immediately pissed themselves, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Am I reading this correctly?
Yep. Oh, yeah. They went, yay, easy prey. Oh, an elf.
I mean, think of it this way. You may have failed a bunch of rolls, but just existing in this combat has made it insanely trivial when we should have been getting absolutely obliterated.
Oh, I agree.
I was a little scared for you guys, and I'm like, I'm going to make, like, 7 bow shots here. A lot of them will miss, but some will hit, and they're going to hurt regardless.